Good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. You're listening to Tony Lontis, live from the Gold Coast. And this is Everyday Business, a business show with a difference. Every business has a story. Every business has something to say. Let me help you say it on Radio Tony. Please join me now for the wonderful team of Keystone Business Advisory, the team that'll make the difference in your life and your business's life. Each week, Harry, Raj, Rita, and I will explore the wonderful world of motivation, leadership, and learning. Join us all each week on Radio Tony, Everyday Business. Good morning, Australia, and good evening, America. You're back with Radio Tony. I'm your host, Tony Lontis, and I'm joined with my amazing co-host, John Williams from Andrea Solutions. And this is our sixth and final show in this series with John from Andrea Solutions. And we have been having weekly chats about the power of the Andrea Method. And so today I want to reintroduce you to our amazing host, John Williams from Andrea Solutions. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me along again. Yes, it's gone very quickly these 6 weeks. And if people haven't gone and checked out more about the Andrea Method, I'm obviously going to suggest that they do that right now, because we were just chatting before we came on air about how it's a circular method, that the journey of life never ends. And so, and this course is particularly created as a course to live by, that will incrementally take you towards where you want to be in your life, enabling you to impact, influence, and be a part of your world by being who you were born to be, not who you've been told to be through a process of domestication. So, and it's those little steps today and doing the work that I really want to talk to you about today.
And it's been a very personal journey for you as well, John. So not only are you the co-creator of this amazing method, but you've had to do the work behind Andrea to get to where you are and have co-created this amazing solution for individuals, businesses, corporations, haven't you? So you were,
well,
you've had to walk the walk.
Well, there's nothing like walking the walk. You know, like I can sit there and say to people, well, you know, do this and do that. You know, this is the difference between leadership and management. Managers tell people to do things, leaders get in there and help them do it and do the work. And really I do a lesson a day. I know that's a bit insane, but then yes. I've been around this for quite a while now. So it's just a refresher a day to remind me of what I'm doing. And an example of that is I've just published a blog on Thrive Global that's about using my second name, Andrew, which is simply chance that my second name is Andrew and we decided to call the business Andrea. That was a completely disrelated conversation, which my name did not come into, because an Andrea is the ancient Grecian virtue of doing the right thing regardless of the consequences. So if it is the right thing for you to do, particularly pertaining to one's own self-development and taking oneself on. So it's the ideal name for a company such as Andrea, which is all about helping people influence, impact, and create a world where they are themselves as they were born to be. Because we often find people they might be highly successful. They might be doing very, very well in their lives. And they go, yeah, but this just isn't me. Because you can be good at something. You can be really, really good at something and not be your heart's mission.
Yeah.
But what you won't be is you won't be satisfied. You won't be, I use that word happy, and I use inverted commas. Yes. That's why I use the word satisfied. Because you're not there, you've not found your mission. The two most powerful days of your life, the day you were born and the day you found out why.
Yeah.
What's your purpose?
Yeah.
Right? Which brings me around.
You go.
Which brings me around to the higher purpose issue and getting the work done. And you know, we're chatting about before, right? We got on here about, you know, Tony, you're doing something. You're on a mission here. You have a vision for this. Yeah?
Yes.
And so this is what drives people over obstacles. Right?
Yeah.
So what is your vision? What is your vision? We talked about this last time, but I'd like you to repeat it again.
No. My big, fat, audacious mission is to have my own station filled with amazing hosts talking about amazing things from their business, their services, their inventions, whatever it is that lights them up and they're passionate about, to have a whole station of my own filled with passionate radio hosts. That's my big dream.
And
do I know how I'm going to get there? No.
Well, no. My question is actually, why do you want that?
Because I believe that everyone has a story. Every business has a story, and every person has something to say. And I believe that it's important for you to say that. If you've got something that rises up in your belly that you feel, absolutely, I need to talk about this, I need to say something, then that's derived from your passion. And I believe that online radio is a powerful platform for people talking about what they're driven to talk about. It's a passion for me, and it's also a passion for me to help others use online radio to get their message across. And its capacity to talk to people that want to hear your message is nothing short of inspirational. There will be someone out there that is listening to John Williams talk about Andrea Solutions, and it will be the solution that they're looking for. So that's just one small example. Or it will be the author that I interview about the book that they've written that will... Someone in Canada will hear that message and go, oh my God, I need to read that book. So that's the power of radio. That's why I'm passionate, and that's why I'm passionate about people using their voice to tell their story and get their message out there.
So I'm going to ask you again, why you mentioned driven. Why are you driven?
Do you know, I think that come from a lifetime of being made feel small, unworthy, and insignificant, and being told that I couldn't do something, or not to say what I felt I needed to say. And I think for many people that if you have a message burning in your belly, that's there for a reason. It's there because you need to speak it out. So for me, it comes from a lifetime of not being able to say what I wanted to say, not being able to be my authentic self. And it took a long time to get to this point where I look in the mirror and go, you're okay. I no longer see the dysfunction or the, and I know we've talked about this before, but I no longer see the facial dysfunction, because the mission and the purpose behind what I do is so much greater than any of that. It's no longer about me. It's about that idea that I can help people. I can help people get a solution that they need, hear a message that they need, develop a passion, find their vision, all of those things. What a privilege. What a privilege. So it's not about me, and I've just got to do what I need to do, and the rest will fall into place. So that whole idea of just showing up and being imperfectly perfect, someone that people can align with, follow, and get some help in their everyday lives, because we all need help. There's not a single solitary person out there. There's not a single solitary business out there that doesn't need help. And if you think you don't need help, Think again.
I love you,
See,
Tony.
I'm off on I
unbottled the passion, and boom, there we go. Now we know why you're powering on. It's like that, and I hope our listeners really understood, got that. You know, it was really the passion was there, and that coupled with baby steps is what takes you down the journey. The Andrea Method, which is a I help co-author it, so obviously I'm a fan of it, but it's about training, and that's different from coaching, and it's different from motivation. It's about understanding. That will literally teach you in layman terms how your brain or how your mind is interacting, how your software and your hardware is producing thoughts in your head, how it is creating little voices that say, I'm not good enough, or I'm going to be afraid of that. And I had a journey down that. We're all the same, Tony. You've got your demons. I've got mine over using my name, Andrew, and coming out and saying, I am John Andrew Williams. And there is actually an important part of that, because Andrew is derived directly from Andrea, and it has exactly the same meaning. So now, hang on, I've been labeled from birth. In fact, I was labeled before birth. It was my grandfather and my great-grandfather's name. Fortunately, I missed my father's, which was Reginald. So, and that's an apology to all the Reginalds out there. Dad was a lovely man, but I just didn't want to be called Reginald. But actually going public and saying, I am John Andrew Williams, deliberately revealing my second name is like standing in the public and taking your clothes off, almost saying, look, and here I am. I'm imperfect. And yes, you can throw stones at me, and you will find that I'm far, far, far from the perfect example of Andrea. On the other hand, it is a name that I can wake up and live into and remind myself that that is who I am. It's at my core.
Yes.
And who I want to be. So I use the Andrea Method to stay on track.
I know.
It is a course to live by. And once you've gone and you've accessed the course and you're away, you can keep doing it as many times as you like. And to remind our listeners, it starts off by telling people about their default position. It helps them work out through a series of four lessons, what's their default position? Just like when you turn on your iPhone or your computer in the morning and it's got a default screen, you have a default screen as well. And that's where you're coming from. That's where you are now.
So, John, that default position is a combination of a whole heap of things, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is, Tony, and it changes. So like you mentioned before that it is no longer about the facial issues. It's no longer about Tony Lontis. It is about the mission. It is bigger than that. So now you have gone from a position where you were affected by physical appearance and it stopped you.
Yes.
Right. You've overcome that, but you now have a new default position. And if you're going to continue the journey, then it's a matter of creating a new you, another step away from that. And it doesn't have to be a giant step. And that's part of the message I really wanted to get through today, is that a step is a step is a step. So long as it's in the right direction, it doesn't matter how big it is. And in fact, the most important thing about the next step is it must be one that you can take.
Yes.
Because if it's one achievable. You can't take, it won't happen.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't happen, well, where are you? Yeah. Right. So this planning on the big leap. Oh, listen, I'm going to go and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the other thing. Now, do something today towards your goal. Do something.
Yes.
Just little. I saw an app on telly last night. I thought it was a really good app. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah. So sorry, maybe the app wasn't that great. But what it did. What it did was round up your FPOS purchases to the nearest dollar and put those cents into a debt that you chose to defend, put to. So it might be your credit card debt or whatever. So if you're buying something for, you know, $10.75, it rounds it up to $11.25, goes off your credit card bill. And that's kind of the step-by-step I'm talking here. It may sound minor, but if you are persistent in taking small steps, you will arrive.
Yeah.
You will arrive. And what is an interesting phenomenon is that what you perceive as a large step now, as you go further down your journey, will in fact become a small step.
Yes.
And in fact, you will notice behind you points where you thought you had to pass and you've already passed it.
Yeah.
Because you've made the decision to move on, and you've changed your perspective, and you're allowing yourself to move forward, which is the second part of the Andrea method, which is creating the new you, or second and third, which is conscious action. But the creating the new you is learning to speak your truth. And Tony, I'm sure that's a journey you've been on. The second part is discovering your purpose. The most important, two most important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you found out why. And that requires you to sit and contemplate and to look at it, soul searching and journey. And you may not get it right first time. So what? So what?
Yeah.
Right? And about, we were talking before about how people can be highly successful and yet not satisfied.
Yes. Yeah. I was reminded by a friend this week, something that Richard Branson says, that there is no failure, there is only feedback. And so I've been dwelling on that a bit this week, because sometimes in life it feels like you fail again. And so that was really helpful for me to go, okay, it's not failure. It's just feedback. It's showing me what I do and don't want in life. It's showing me the way that I want to lead my life. It's showing me how I don't want to do things. It's showing me that I need to change some process around something that I do so that it's better. And it is lots of small steps. And sometimes those small steps are just a decision. I don't want to do it that way anymore. That's a step. You've made a decision and you're on your way. It's really simple, but people like to complicate things and make it super advanced when in fact it's really simple. And that consistency around just small steps, one day at a time, one moment at a time, and finally you'll get to the future and you'll look back and go, oh, okay, it was the small steps. It was the small changes that got me to this point now. But when you're going through it, it doesn't feel like that, does it? It feels like there's all these things I need to do. Again,
that's right. Well, that's right. It can be a feeling of overwhelm. And then our voices feed into us. This is why we feel it's so important at Andrea. This is why we think it's so important that people understand how their minds work, how fear works, and how overwhelm works, and how voices in our heads work in terms of saying, oh, well, you can't do this. And see, I told you couldn't do it. You got overwhelmed now, haven't you? You're up in the middle of the night worrying about it. You know, oh, gee, that was a good step forward. This is the sort of, this is the talk, I'm talking about my own talk here, by the way. This is, is firsthand. This is the stuff that goes on in John's head. And I know, the lovely thing is I know I'm not alone. I know it goes on everybody's head. And when we start understanding that, and we start understanding that we are going to have the courage to do this anyway.
Yes.
And if it doesn't get done today, it'll get done tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Right? And it'll be, and if it is, we often get, we make decisions. And we make decisions on very little information, as we've discussed on earlier programs there, that we all get the world through a bunch of filters. And we decide that something has to be a particular way, and it has to be at a particular time. And if it's not that way or at that time, then it's a failure, you know?
Yeah.
And in reality, it just, as you said, it's just a learning experience. Failure is a bruise, not a tattoo, right?
Yep.
Fail fast, fail cheaply, do it often, get used to it.
Take a deep breath and off you go again.
That feeling of failure, that gut-wrenching feeling that goes, oh, no. Well, if you can get comfortable with that, then the world's your oyster, because you'll keep moving outside of your comfort zone.
Yep.
You'll keep looking and using this beautiful gift that you have between your ears, which is your brain, our incredible intelligence as human beings, our incredible ability to rationalize and to look at things. When we are using our brain instead of our brain using us as a host for the purpose of reproduction, and that's it. When we start saying, hang on, I can really use this computer. When we start taking control of it, which is what the Andrea Method is about. It's about you taking control of your life, ergo you taking control of your brain by using the data that you're putting in there, understanding how it's interpreting that data, and then taking conscious action from it. Just because somebody says no to you isn't the end of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
It's because just because you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. Just because you make a fool of yourself, you know, you might have to clean up, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is why I come to the higher mission, the higher purpose.
Yes.
The higher purpose of making something bigger than yourself. Like, as I understand it, your higher purpose is because you believe that everybody has a story and the world needs to hear that story.
Yes.
Everybody, the world needs to be able to feed on other people's success and pain
and failure and learn.
And so that message gets out there hey, you're human. It's okay. Let's live. You know, this is the Radio Tony that, you know, I get the feeling of. It's just like, hey, let's go live and be big because the alternative is not much fun.
Yeah.
Right?
And go home.
Yeah. So when I sit down with a one-on-one coaching client, when I do those 2-hour enrollment sessions, which, by the way, if your listeners get hold of me, they send me an email. I've had a couple of people take me up on the offer so far, so that's great. So it's John at Andrea, andrea.solutions. Or you can go to the website and hit on the info and send me an email that way. It's that's no worries.
And the website is really easy to follow, and it's got so much information on it. So and you can connect with John simply by going to the website as well.
Yeah, you can book you can even book a chat. You can actually book your own time and everything on there. So you could go and do that. But when we do those conversations, Tony, it's about finding that higher purpose. That's the most important thing that comes out of it, because I want I want to be coaching people that want to change the world. But you know, that is you. That is you.
Taps into your own passion, because you are passionate about people living their best life, which is why you are passionate about the Andrea Method and Andrea Solutions, because you know that you can help people be the best they can be and live those big passionate lives. You know that's part of who John is, and I have no doubt that there are people out there that could use your help right now to start living that bigger best life and find their passion. No doubt about it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. You know, get a hold of me. It's not going to cost you anything to get a hold of me and have a chat.
Yeah, just a chat.
That works out, you know. But the particular people that I'd like to challenge there is people who are doing pretty well, but they're not satisfied. They're looking and going, hang on, what's going on here? I think I can help those people in particular, because that's where I was.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my journey. Yeah. I got to the top of my
profession. Because you had a big life.
Yeah, I got to the top of my profession. I literally had, you know, six-figure travel budget. I could go anywhere in the world I wanted, anytime I wanted, yes. and fly whatever class I wanted and be picked up from the airport yeah. and hotels and limousines and taken to the flash hotels. I've lived it, been there, done that.
Yeah.
And so I know what it is to be there, and the whole world looks at you and goes, wow, that's an awesome job. That's an awesome way you're living your life. And then feel
crap
on the inside because you go, hang on, well, this is just meaningless. This yes. is all the caring is value bearing. I've lost connection with the world. I've lost who I really
was
born to be. And that's when a few years later, along came Tanya, and then along came Andrea, yes. and I now know, and it is possible to have everything you've got now. And I guess this is possibly something I really haven't said and would like to get across to people.
Yeah.
It cost me an absolute fortune because I hit the wall. Right.
Yes.
I just woke up one day and just couldn't get back on an airplane. Just had no motivation at all to get on that next airplane. And just illustrate, I've forgotten how many times I've flown around the world. I moved to Chicago, so I would only have to fly across the Pacific once a month. Right? So I don't know how many people, I mean, there's a lot that do more than that, but unless you're a pilot, it's really getting silly. That's the kind of life that I led. You don't have, it doesn't have to cost you a fortune to change your life around. You don't have to hit the wall. But if you are feeling dissatisfied and you are feeling that you're not getting out of life what you want out of life, and yet the world is telling you, you should be awesome. You should be full of it. You should be going out there and maybe you are on the surface.
Yeah.
But underneath, you might be dying 1,000 deaths.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, you don't have to do that. That's kind of the reason I've done what I've done. That's kind of the reason I've spent the money I've spent on Andrea and worked with Tanya. And I'm your go-to coach, if that's you.
Yes.
You know, send me an email, john@andrea.solutions, and say, hey, I need to talk to you. Cool. We'll make a time. We'll have a chat.
Yeah. And that's that little step.
Just an email.
Just an email. It's not scary. It's not hard. John's an awesome person with fantastic experience and knowledge and understanding. It's not going to be a hard conversation. It's just a conversation. Just start somewhere. If you're not happy with your life and you believe that there's a bigger purpose, you can feel it in your gut, then it's just a conversation and just a start. And I'm telling you, if you start with that one small step, you don't know where that's going to lead. So for me, what started all of this was, again, just a conversation, a decision I made to have a conversation with someone, and that's where it started, just a conversation. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that it would lead to this or where it was going to go, but that was a step, one step. So I encourage you today, jump on a call with John.
Yeah. That's how I ended up where I am too, by the way. I just saw an ad in the paper and replied to it, and that's how I met Tanya. And so then one thing happened and here you are. But you have to make that step. And for me, I did it the hard way because I have to come back. Had to come back from devastation. Anyway, that's another story. Ring me and find out and I'll tell you what. I don't have a problem with that. But in reality, this is what motivates me to do what I do in Andrea, because I don't want to see people going through that pain unnecessarily when I can help. I don't want to do that. You know, my big mission vision is to live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders. And my mission is to create conversations to enlighten individuals, coach to inspire them to do the same and be the difference that they can make. And the difference is because if they can inspire, influence, and impact, and I know that that's was it onomatopoeia, using the eyes here, inspire, yeah, influence and impact their, yeah, world through being who they were born to be, not who we've been told to be. We have all been domesticated, and we all need to check, yes, in to make sure that what and who we are being today is about, yeah, who we choose to be,
yeah,
not who we've been told we should,
yeah,
be.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few gardeners out there that started life as lawyers. And I'm not saying that, and there's quite a few lawyers out there that started lives as gardeners. Because, you know, maybe that was the expectation that your family had, that you wouldn't be going to college.
Yeah.
But you have a dream.
Yeah.
And you pursue that dream.
Yeah.
And that's what the world's about. That's it's not over till it's over. And that's why, yeah, I love this job, because I look and I think to myself, if I can help Tony do what Tony does, and I make a little, yeah, bit of influence then I can look in all the good that Radio Tony brings to this world, and I can go, wow, that feels good. I helped Tony. You know, and whatever your mission is, that's my goal, is to whatever our, yeah, listener's mission is, my goal is to help them achieve that. That's the way I live in a world of enlightened citizens, yes, and leaders. That's the way, yeah, my grandchildren live in that world. And, yeah, let's be honest, our leaders could do with a bit of enlightenment. And I don't care which country you're pointing out, or where we're looking and all the rest of it.
I was just going to say,
we need to be a little kinder to each other in these times.
Yeah. What if there's someone listening out there who has always wanted to have that big leadership role, be it in the local community, in the state, in the country? Like, the world at the moment is crying out for good leadership. We haven't seen much in terms of what that looks like. I can think of probably one or two that I would look up and think, yeah, they're doing a good job. But what if you're sitting there thinking, man, I could do so much better than what they're... What's stopping you? Like, what's stopping you? If not now, when? And we're in a unique time in this COVID in 2020, when I really believe that this virus was inflicted on society to make them stop and think. So what if COVID causes many, many, many millions of people to wake up and start doing what they're passionate about and living the life that they're meant to lead? What would the world look like? Would we still have poverty? Would we still have homelessness? Would we still have starving peoples? I don't think so. I think, and I absolutely believe, that if people, every single one of you out there, was living the life that you're meant to live, those things would cease to exist, because there would be someone out there whose passion it is to feed the starving. There will be someone out there whose passion it is to feed the homeless. And I'm not talking about just one person. I'm thinking that there would be hundreds, maybe millions, who have the same mission. Now imagine if you were all following that mission and all living that passion, would there still be homelessness? Would there still be starvation? I don't think so. I really don't. And that's why
this
I love
talking to you. This is the power of team, isn't it?
Yes.
This is the power of team. You and I, we're a team here, Tony, and we're trying to make something different, and we're inviting our listeners to participate. And let me tell you that I choose my clients, my one-on-one clients. Everybody can go and do the Andrea method. Go do it. Great. And if you've got questions, email me. I'm happy to answer. Tanya's will be there. And Tanya takes personal coaching as well. So, you know, it's not just me. But I'm interested in the mission. I'm interested in the vision of that individual that wants to talk to me. And I'm interested in making a difference. And yes, I like to make a living out of what I do. And business is business. It's not sustainable unless I make money. But I'm really, really interested in anybody's vision. And I will give Yeah, and I will give anybody 2 hours of my time coaching, hard out, because I don't muck around, and help them clarify what their mission in life is, why they are here.
Yeah. Because if they don't know, you can also get that out of them in a two-hour session, can't you?
Well, most of the time.
You'll try.
Well, I'll go down fighting, Tony, I can promise you. That's why it's called an empowerment interview. Because if you discover your why you're in that two-hour session, it might be the only coaching you need. Great, get on with it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I do bring a lot of additional skills. My MBA is in leadership, in strategic management. So that's why when I talk about it on my LinkedIn site, I talk about strategic management of who you are being. Yes. Right? Because the way in which you're presenting in the world and what you are doing, your actions that you are taking, all fall out of who you are. You need to think about that, because maybe they're taking you towards your goal and maybe they're not. And that's what the coach does. The coach sits on the sideline, he watches the players play, and then says, hey, your backhand, we need to work on that.
Yep.
Wasn't quite perfect. You know, you're in the game. You're playing the game. The coach sits on the sideline and goes, hey. I mean, I did a little exercise just before I came on air quickly. I had a client sent me one of our workbooks. And there was a particular question that wasn't answered. My job is to say, hey, the reason the question's there is to force you to answer it. And if it's the painful one, and if it's the one you don't want to answer, that's the one I want you to answer the most.
Yes.
That's what good coaching's about.
Yeah.
Holding people
John,
to account.
Why do you think that we readily accept the concept of coaches and mentors and help in the sports realm, but there's a reluctance to do that in your personal life and your business life? Do you know why that is? Because we readily accept that a football team is going to have a coach. They're going to have a team of coaches, not just one. They're going to have one that focuses on this and one that focuses on that and one that focuses on anything else. Why is it acceptable that we think that it's the domain of the sporting world only?
Well,
Shouldn't it be the domain of humanity in general?
Look, I think it should be. Of course I'm going to say that. I'm a coach. But to be honest with you, Tony, I think there's two things in there. One is there are an awful lot of coaches out there that not particularly effective. This happens. And, of course, this is an issue in context of the reputation of coaches. Because, lifestyle coaches, you know, blah, blah, blah. Tell you all the nice things, you know. And we have that criticism thrown at Andrea because we're dealing with issues of how your brain works and how your mind works and that sort of thing. So it gets a bit woo-woo, people, you know. I think... And so I think that affects the industry. It is, however, the fastest growing industry in the world. So a lot of people are waking up to the fact that coaching really makes a difference. In the data shows that somebody will get between 6 or 7 times the investment they make on coaching back. So 6 or 7 times. So I would love to charge you $1 million a month, Tony, because then you get 6 or 7 million bucks back. How does that sound?
That sounds.
I don't think it works that way. I don't. But the data shows it. Look, you get the get it back, but you've got to get the right fit. I don't sell coaching. I don't know. Sound I'm on this radio station here talking about coaching. Right. But I don't sell coaching. That's why I invite people I coach. I'm coaching you today. I'm coaching the listeners.
Yes.
I'm up for coaching. I'd love to do a show where our listeners are interacting with us. I mean, coaching, that would be a lot of fun. But the reality is I coach because I coach because I coach and that's what I am. I'm a coach. If you want to know whether you'll coach well with me, send me an email. We'll set up a time. We'll work it out, whether it's going to work or whether it's not. Or whether, and you could do the same with Tanya. Tanya's a whole different kettle of fish to me. She's much better at some things than I am. And that's just the way it is with coaching. You've got to kind of find that match. So, if a coach is not willing to jump in and start coaching with you from the get-go, right, if they're not prepared to ask you the hard questions, if they are obsequious and want to flatter you and not be there as a coach from the minute, you might want to think about not working with that person because...
Yes.
My job as a coach, not to have coffee with you.
Yeah. And that's absolutely a key component. You want someone who is going to challenge you, who's going to ask the difficult questions, because that's where the goodness comes from. The goodness comes from that dealing with the difficult notions, asking the tough questions, and doing the hard work. That's where the good stuff comes. I mean, do you think that Richard Branson got where he is by being mollycoddled and not having hard lessons? He's probably had the toughest of lessons. And that flows down through everyone. If you take the time to do the hard work, you will get the results. Plain and simple.
Well, this is it. Richard's listening, but I'm sure he would actually say every single person, no matter who they are, has blind spots. And it's those blind spots that generally are the reason they're not achieving what they want to achieve. And it goes exactly the same for athletes, highly skilled athletes that have got what it takes to be the world's number one. Right here where I live at the moment, we celebrated the world's number one female tennis player comes from here, around Ipswich way. So Ash Barty. But that was a process to get there. And what I love when you hear Ash talk, she gives full credit to her team. She knows that she's the product of the team. And that's what it takes to be at the elite. You want to give yourself the advantage of having two minds, four eyes, four ears, as opposed to just having two. Kind of makes sense when you think about it. Particularly if you think about skilled in what you're doing, the person that knows where you're trying to go.
Yeah, yeah. If you think about successful people as a group, you will notice that they have a team, and that team usually consists of one or two coaches. And if you're talking about successful sports star, they will have a mindset coach as well as a physical coach. And then they'll have their physiotherapist, their massage therapist. They have a team. Success doesn't come as a solo journey. It comes as a group of people helping you get where you're going. Nobody gets there alone. Yes, you have to do the work alone sometimes, but there will be people around you and it's the people around you that will help you get to that next level. Again, the importance of having a coach or someone who will drive you to that next level. There's very few people out there who have the capacity to move themselves to the next stage. Often it takes that external person to look in and go, okay, I think that perhaps you need to do X, Y, Z or try PQRST because I think that might get you to the next level. Yeah?
Yeah, that's essentially it, Tony. And you see, the other thing that people will say is besides holding themselves to account. And there are mechanisms that you can do that. I mean, you can use the Andrea method. There are methodology in there in which you can hold yourself to account and good on it. Yeah. Use it. It works. It works.
And you don't have to talk to John to jump on and do the program.
You can do the program. And this is where I was just going to go with this, Tony. If somebody's going to do the program, grab a friend. Right, do it with a friend.
Yeah.
or do it as a group, you know, do it as a club activity. Hey, you know, we're all having coffee together. Why don't we go and do this Andrea method thing, and we'll all work on it together, and we'll be each other's accountability partners to make sure that we get it. We get it done. All right. Definitely. So this is a great way of actually getting yourself into a group and actually achieving things. You've got a structure there, which everybody's working on, gives you an opportunity to pull the subjects to pieces and talk about it and laugh about it. And, and there's a group. So, you know, best your partner up, or as I say, get a group of you, get online.
Yes.
Of course, sort it out, do it together.
Yeah.
So you can then work with each other. But the important thing is that somebody else is looking at your system. Yes. When you're in the trees, it's very hard. You know, when you're in the forest, it's hard to see the trees.
It is.
And that's what, you know, and when you're running, you just don't have the vision that someone with steady cam on you has.
Yes.
Nowadays, we have the technology to analyze every piece of an athlete's movement. You know, and yes, you can do come back, and the athlete could look at it themselves. But they, again, it's just that they're on their own.
Yeah.
So it's so important to have that other vision, and why a coach as opposed to just your friends or your family holding you to account. Well, you see, the thing is, I don't care too much about your emotions. I don't, if I upset you a bit. That's okay. My job's not to be your friend. My job's not to be your mum. I'm not your father, your partner, or whatever. I'm your coach. And the only thing you're going to hold me to account for is whether you've achieved your outcomes or not. And that's my focus. So it's a bit like having the generalist and the specialist. If you really want to get somewhere, hire the specialist. And make the investment in your own future, because the data shows, and anybody can go search this for the web on the web themselves, returns on coaching. Yes. Just to put it in Google and see what it says. And these are very reputable organizations that have done the research. And the reality is the returns are there. So if you want to make a change in your life, and this is another excuse we hear all the time, oh, look, I'd love to do it, but I can't afford to. You actually can't afford not to. Go ask your Auntie Madge. She might be wanting to invest in your future and going, hey, this is a way of getting you going. This is going to happen, right?
Yeah.
I put my credentials out there and I put myself out there and I say, this is something I know I'm very good at, and I can make a difference with people and help them step up and make a difference in their lives. In fact, now that I have finished this birthing this blog about Andrew, I'm going to say that I was literally born to do this. I think I finally found my mission. Yes. It's only taken me nearly 60 years, Tony, but you know what? That's okay. Better late than never, right?
Well, we're all going to live to nice, ripe old ages in this generation. So I'm guessing you've probably got another 40 years of your purpose and mission to go. So, yeah.
Well, it is lovely. I mean, look, there is a part here that, Tony, you can sit here and I can do this. And while I've got my brain working and my mouth working, I'm good. We can connect, you know. I can do something,
You know. I remember listening to one of the wonderful female coaches. I've got her audio book, a girl by the name of Denise Duffield. And she was actually commenting about the fact that she is not looking to retire. She is thinking that she loves what she does so much that she will continue into her 80s, 90s and 100s, and that she will continue to learn and grow and still have stuff to impart on the younger generations. And it struck me as a really interesting concept that we're told we have to retire. Why? Why do we have to retire? We don't have to retire.
Don't
we don't want to. If we're loving what we're doing, we will just keep going. Because if you love what
this
you
is
do,
what
it's,
I
not
do.
Work.
It's not work. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And this is what this is why my availability, and I put myself out there and I say, listeners, again, just send me an email, go online, check out Andrea, Andrea.solutions. You can get hold of me through that site. You can get hold of the Andrea Method online course.
Via the site.
It is 12 lessons and 3 modules. The 3 modules, finding your default, creating the new you, and then taking conscious action. And you can get support through that, either by enlisting a friend with that, or indeed just sending us an email saying, hey, I'm doing this lesson. This is my question. Fine, send us an email. We will reply. You will get the support that you want. And those lessons are really very comprehensive, because you've got the video, you've got the workbook, you've got the mind map, you've got additional lessons that go with it. They're all there and they're all available, and you can do them on any device at any time, anywhere in the world.
Yes.
And that's all just sitting there for people to hook into and start making a difference in their life by finding their default position, creating a new them, new you, and then taking conscious action.
Yes.
And then guess what? Back to start again. Or you want to go the whole hog, you really want to make a decision to make a difference in your life, then I challenge you to take me up on the 2-hour empowerment interview. Send me an email.
Yes.
John@Andrea, Andrea.solutions, John@Andrea.solutions, and we'll make a time. We'll make a time.
Yes.
Wherever you are in the world. I think the furthest most place is Belarus, but I've got one for London on
Thursday.
So, yeah, I actually was speaking to someone in Belarus a couple of weeks ago, so I'm wondering how that's going down for them at the moment. But
yeah, it's a bit tricky over there in Belarus at the moment, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's a object lesson to those of us who are blessed to live in a democracy where we don't have to go to the streets to remove dictators. We've got the democracy season on all over the place at the moment, haven't we? So that's another interesting time that's going on. But the truth is that if you can find out what your mission is in life, that becomes your focus. All the hullabaloo that's going on around you, it happens. That's life. And as John Lennon said, life's what happens is what happens when you're busy making other plans, but you got to make plans.
Yep.
And that's what I hope over the last 6 weeks, Tony, we've illustrated to listeners that they can do that, that this is within their power.
And
it doesn't matter where they are at in their lives right now. That's just the starting point. That's just the starting point. And I'll just throw this in for good measure. My mum said to me the other day, my mum's 86. She said, you know, I have learned so much over the last couple of years living with you. She lives in a granny flat attached to my house here. It's just changed her life in context of her satisfaction of life. She now realizes why. She's got an understanding of a lot of the whys things happened in her life.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there in review now going, well, that's all right. It's a good life. So it doesn't matter where you are in your life. You can profit from this work. You really can.
Yeah. Yeah. At 87, still changing and realizing and working. That's awesome.
Still growing.
Oh, yeah. John, we are down to the last minute, and I just have to say what an immense pleasure it's been working with you, getting to know you, and understanding the power of the Andrea Method. And I can't encourage people enough to connect with John and the team at Andrea.solutions, or email John in particular, and jump on his offer for a 2-hour session. You'll be glad you did. And so this is the final show in our 6 show series with John. I am desperately hoping that I can get him back at another stage, but he needs to get on with his wonderful coaching and training sessions with Andrea Solutions. So thank you, John. It's been a divine pleasure to get to know you and the team, and to be able to talk to you each week about this fabulous method, AndreaSolutions.com.
Thank you, Tony. It's been my great pleasure to be with you.
And that, my wonderful people, is it for Radio Tony Everyday Business this week. You've been listening to Tony Londis and the awesome John Williams from Andrea Solutions. And if you'd like to connect with John, please do. It's john@andrea.solutions, and he will help you answer any questions and get you off and living your best life. So that's it for me this week. We will see you all again soon. The next show's on in a couple of hours. Thank you, John, from the bottom of my heart. It's just been a pleasure. Over to you, Don and TJ.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to Radio Tony Everyday Business. This week, you've been listening to the amazing team of Harry, Raj and Rita from Keystone Business Advisory, who are more than happy to help you and your team achieve the results and success that you desire. Join us each week for competitions and information. You've been listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business.